I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. James is in East Point and next here on 97.1. What's up, James?
How you doing, Doug?
Good, thank you.
So my little solution possibly to kind of help out the college football playoff committee judge everything better would be to have a marquee matchup weekend on the weekend of conference championships. So right now, you need to have it set up for it to be 1-2, obviously for the actual conference championship, so it still matters. And then looking at the Big Ten standings right now, you'd have third place Oregon, and they could play the next team that they haven't played in the regular season, which would be Michigan. That'd be a great game. And you have fourth place USC. They ended up playing Washington, the seventh place team. You kind of go down the list, match up all the conferences, get all these great games. And this would give the college football play, everyone have 13 games on their resume now. So like OSU and BYU got dropped after losses and BYU's all the way out. Bama's not getting dropped. You know, you're comparing 13 versus 12 teams or 12 games.
It's a thought.
Logistically, that'd probably be a nightmare.
It might be a logistic nightmare. However, if everybody knew that if they finished at the top of the conference, they'd be playing a 13th game so that everybody had a similar amount of, as they say in the world data points out there, then there's something to be said for it. What the conferences are after is as many teams as they can get into the college football playoff. I hate that Tony Petitti, the commissioner of the Big Ten, is trying to secure four automatic spots or five automatic spots. Maybe even if he goes 24 teams, he wants six Big Ten teams in there, whatever it is, because that's implying that every year there's going to be six worthy teams. They're doing it. It's all motivated by money. It has nothing to do with fairness. It has nothing to do with what it makes the most sense. A marquee matchup weekend, if every conference did it and they're all on a similar plane, there could be something there. But
or at least the Power Four conferences or something, I think.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean it's a weird deal. College football needs a commissioner that comes in that all conferences have to adhere to so that they can just set something up that doesn't is it because everybody's got their own motivation. Like the Big Ten and SEC are motivated by as many teams as they can get in. The ACC wants their share. The Big 12 wants their share. I mean, is equity even like and a meritocracy that only the teams that earn it doesn't seem to be part of the equation anymore. And, or as much, I shouldn't say it. I mean, the selection committee does their best with what they're given, but the conferences are motivated by something completely different. So the conferences only agree to it, James, if they think it benefits them. Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah, because I think if BYU, well, not BYU, I guess, but because I would give USC another data point. They're just outside. Michigan another opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like Oregon loses, are they gonna? They're not gonna drop out of the 12-team playoff, but Michigan might have a chance to get into the playoff with that. That 10th win.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be all fine and dandy until some team plays, loses, and gets left out, and then they'll hate it, and the conference will be mad. And I don't know. I don't know what to do with it, because here's the problem. The biggest problem they have right now, in my opinion, the biggest problem with trying to put together a postseason format is you have these stupid overinflated conferences. They're not conferences. They are loose scheduling agreements. I got to give, I think it was Wetzel that first said it, who's super smart when it comes to this stuff. They are loose scheduling agreements. They're conference championships when you don't play anywhere close to everybody. Hell, you play basically half the other teams in a conference. How can you really come up with a true conference champion? And then that conference champion gets awarded something and everybody else is scrambling for at-large bids, but I don't know. I don't know how you tell the Big Ten, kick out the four teams you just took, tell the ACC, put Cal and Stanford back in a West Coast conference. Arizona and Arizona State, you're out of the Big 12. I mean, let's go back. Like, it's not going to happen. But now we've got these wackadoodle massive conferences, and we're trying to put a playoff formula together that includes just bastardized conferences. I don't know. It's weird. Greg is on a cell next. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, sir.
Big fan.
Thank you.
I had a question for Kang. I'm sure his wife and daughters had characters they wanted to see. I was wondering if he had a character he really wanted to see and meet on the ship.
Did you, Kang?
Did I have a character I wanted to see? No,
yeah.
I just wanted to watch the Lions Cowboys at some point if I could Thursday night, but I thought that was a bad idea to leave the family for that. Even though they have a place you can drop your kids off. And I thought that was kind of like, I get it to do the adult stuff, but also, aren't you there for the kids?
Yeah, for me, it was Captain America. And I loved the TVs in your cabin showed you what character was going to be where and when. And you only had to show up like 15 minutes before. And everybody knows you take your minute or two. You do your interaction with the character, and then you move on. And it was so great.
So you're a big fan of the Disney cruise.
I went 2 years in a row, and I tell everybody, both of those weeks, everything was 100% perfect. And I've given out my travel agent's number, and I'm a huge fan.
Greg, I'm not going to lie, Greg, I was okay with meeting all the princesses. That was okay with me.
But, okay, another question. Did they get to go to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
They did not. I saw that. It's basically like a little, it's like a spa dress-up thing for the little girls, Doug. They can dress up as princesses. They look really nice. But, Doug, you would have enjoyed this as well because Greg's right. Very regimen. You could go on a schedule. You know exactly when and where to go at all times.
Yeah, get the most out of the day when you're on vacation.
Yeah, at the parks, anybody can come in and cut in line, and then there's bad feelings. But this was, I mean, it's a finite number on the ship, and I loved it. I cannot wait to go back.
Another thumbs up. There you go. 248-539-9797. We go to Rob next on 97.1. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I'm kind of for this group of five having their own playoff and not being part of the mainstream college football. I went on to, you know, the Rivals site, and they have an average NIL value. And Oregon, for instance, their class or their team averages about $253,000 per player for an average NIL value. And Alabama's at $205,000. USC's at $160,000. I don't exactly know how they exactly calculate it.
Sure.
But, you know, even Michigan State's going to be challenged. They're, at least according to this site, at $25,000 a player. I know they got a $400 million a boost. But the group of five, they don't have any money to play. And this has unfortunately become like Major League Baseball. It's like the Pittsburgh Pirates are never going to be going to the World Series.
So are you a fan of one of the group of five teams, Rob?
What's that?
Are you a fan of one of the group of five teams?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Actually, I'm for underdogs. I love, especially the college basketball, I love all that stuff. But in this particular format, there's just not room for these guys because they have no money to play. And plus, like Doug, you mentioned earlier, all these guys are operating on 1-year contracts. It's too difficult. And, like I said, Michigan, they have them at an average of $73,000 a player. And you know, I look at it going, Jesus, Michigan, do they have to come up to get, over $100,000 a player to actually really come,
This is the kind of stuff, Rob, that I really don't even like paying attention to.
I know.
But at the end of the day, so the proposal was that the Group of Five have their own playoff and that they only make it to the college football playoff if they qualify. And I guaranteed anything. And I didn't hate it because it would get Western into a playoff of sorts. Central and Eastern could have a chance too. And I'd be more interested in that than a bowl game. But, I don't speak for Eastern, Western, or Central either. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.